The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House Fine Austrian Dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
82 beautiful degrees in the capital city. Welcome back to the News Hour. Our first interview of the day is with Don Frazier, who's, by the way, pinch hitting for Laura Kennard on the top networking education events this week for business. Welcome back to the News Hour. Good to see you again, Don. How you been?
I've been great, Michael.
You are always all right. Yeah, just to set the record straight, you are gainfully employed with our friends at Heartland Co-op, right?
That's correct.
And we were just talking about commodities and numbers and what the outlook might be. And we're going to do the commodity report here in just a little bit. And prices have kind of stabilized for corn and beans. But you're saying that in some parts of the country, maybe the harvest isn't going to be as good as what it might be here.
That's you hear things of that nature.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, I'm not a commodity expert, but it will be interesting as the farmers get into the fields and we see what results really are there.
Yeah, and I have friends up in Minnesota that started harvest last week, so you know it is here.
Yeah.
It is here. Be careful out there if you're driving the highways and small roads out in rural parts of the state as well. Well, Don is here to talk about business networking events and also business education events. What do you got on tap? What sounds you're kind of almost a professional networker yourself. I see you at all these things.
I had to slow down on some of those when I went to work at the co-op.
You
know, having a real full-time job cuts into them. But there are a lot of things coming up. You know, there's some repetitive things. One of my favorites is always 1 Million Cups.
Yeah, 1 Million, that's on Wednesday, isn't it?
Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock at the Science Center. We've been at the Science Center downtown for a couple of months.
Ben McDougal was just joined us on last hour. We do a video on Periscope, and Ben McDougal, one of the coordinators for Million Cups,
correct,
was with us checking out the video.
Yep.
So it's a great group.
This week, FanStream is the presenter.
FanStream?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
How to gather a group of your friends to get tickets for a sporting event.
Ah.
Just touched on their website and caught a little bit of it.
Why not?
Right. Some highlights of things that are coming up, and then I'll go through the repetitive.
Sure.
Startup Family Picnic.
This is something new I've never heard of.
The first that they've had it.
Okay.
It's going to be this Saturday at Easter Lake Park.
All right.
From 11 to 4. You have to RSVP using Tickly, our Iowa-based ticket entity. A lot of the food's provided, and then depending on the letter of the alphabet, what you might bring. So the RSVP is important. You can go to tickly.com. Or if you just go to Facebook and look up Startup Family Picnic.
So what's the purpose for this? To just get a bunch of families together to commiserate about startups?
No, most of the startup community, it seems the events we go to, you meet the person that's in the startup.
You never
meet their spouse or their kids. So Ben and Mike Caldwell are the organizers of and they said, let's get our families to meet each other. So they set it up.
Does Ben work?
He says he does. I've never seen him actually involved in all this kind of stuff.
He's with Drake Holmes.
He does a good job for them. He just has a more flexible schedule than some people
do. I can understand that.
Coming up in November, on Thursday, November 5th, is the Iowa Startup Accelerator Launch Day.
Okay.
This will be people coming out of the accelerator, their intense nine weeks of being in the accelerator.
And that's the launch day.
That's the launch day. It will be in Cedar Rapids. Last year, we took a busload from Des Moines, went over to watch the launch day. It was a great event. So
if you're in that world, it's a save the date. It's November 5th, right?
Thursday, November 5th.
Got it. 2 days after the auction.
Yeah, two Des Moines companies are in the accelerator.
Really?
Golfers, Golf RZ with Dustin Hemiseth, and then Go K's. It's the online flower.
There's another Hemiseth in the whole startup community?
Yes.
Of course. Why not?
Brian's cousin.
Brian's cousin, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But Sean Harrington and Lindsey Clark have go K's.
Got
so
it.
A tie there. That'll be a great event. Some of the weekly events coming up. There's the AMA, Iowa Morning Networking. That's tomorrow morning at 7:30 at Smoky Row. Iowa Business right. Connection, great group, meets every week at Smoky Row at 8 o'clock. There's a business marketing education, create your social media marketing, Norwalk City Hall on Tuesday evening from 5 to 8.
Wow.
At Gravitate tomorrow from 5:15 to 6:45 is bringing you Iowa State University, exciting things happening at the ISU Research Park.
And there are some exciting things happening at the research park up there. Yeah,
that is fantastic.
It has really been built out over the past couple of years.
Yes.
Nice stuff.
And the Social Media Club of Des Moines is having an event at Saxton.
Yep. They were they're the big winners at a recent Hashi Awards banquet. So anything you ever wanted to know about social media and interaction and content marketing, you must go to this event. It is at Saxton.
Okay.
There you go.
Every Thursday at the West Des Moines Business Incubator is Bing, Business Incubator Networking Group. It's lunch, free pizza.
Of course.
On Thursday afternoon from 5:45 on is the Iowa.net user group meeting at Gravitate.
Oh, Jeff Wood's got that thing going, doesn't he?
Gravitate
is really doing a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, and I think it's maybe because that is his job now.
Yes.
You know, that is his gig, and he's really put everything, you know, the whole deal behind Gravitate. Gravitate started out as a co-working site, and it's become so much more. It's now an education center for business networking and startups. Good stuff.
It is. Good. Jeff does a nice job
there.
Yeah, he
does. He does.
Tuesday, October 6th, so next week, the Business Publications and the Iowa Economic Development Authority are having an unveiling of a publication, Iowa Unveiling Party.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's from 5 to 7 on Tuesday the 6th at the Papa John Education Center
right here
on Grand Avenue.
Yeah. Super. You know, there is something happening on Friday as well at CIB. Central Iowa bloggers are getting together first Friday of the month, and I think that would be this Friday, right? First Friday of the month? Yeah.
It would be.
Yay! How about that? Central Iowa Bloggers meets, by the way, at Panera Bread on University in West Des Moines. So,
I think I got my pages out of order
because
I know I read about that somewhere.
That's all right. Yep. Don't worry about it. That's why I'm here. I'm the backup guy.
There you go. Also on Friday, the first Friday of the month, speaking of Gravitate, they have open co-working all day. So you can go in, figure out just how the co-working space works free of charge. And then at 4:30, they have a happy hour.
There you go. Why not? I'm in. I think you've covered them, Don.
Global Insurance Accelerator.
Oh.
We talked about Brian Hemeseth earlier. They are having a happy hour on Thursday, October 15th from 5 to 8. And when Brian announced that at 1 Million Cups a couple of weeks ago, he said, and more news to come. There's something exciting happening there. Another group, some friends of mine have a group called the Metro Friends. It's business networking, and they're going to have a Halloween mixer on Thursday, October 29th.
Wow, we're getting into the month of October already.
It's going to be
stuff.
A busy month.
Hey, yeah, well, it always is a busy month. Don Frazier, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Quality stuff. You filled in nicely for Laura Kennard. Thanks very much.
She gave me half the information.
She gave you the list, right?
She gave me the list. She does a great job.
Why not?
Fun to help her out.
All right. Don Frazier, ladies and gentlemen, with the business networking and educational opportunities looking forward here in the Des Moines Metro. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll check out what happened today on Wall Street. Also take a look at the Iowa 25 and the commodity numbers. That's all ahead of our time with Jeff Garrison from Merit Resources. We're going to be talking about your business that's yet come right here on the Business News Hour.
And I ain't got nothing to say. I- go to bed.